Hey everybody, this is Chris from Finding Japan. It is a wonderful Monday morning here in Columbia, South Carolina. I am on my way to school, and I figured that it would be about time to get back in the podcasting habit, seeing as there are only 25 days left until I leave for Japan, which was the... Leaving for Japan was the primary reason for starting this podcast, so that people who are interested in possibly moving there or would just like to get to know a little more about what it's like for a person who's not familiar with Japan to live there for an extended period of time, hopefully I can share some of those experiences with those who are interested. And if you're not and you're just listening anyway, I'm not really sure why you're listening, but it's okay, thanks. Okay, so hopefully the car noise isn't too much for everybody. Today's President's Day, so I'm not even really sure if we have class, but I decided to try and go anyway because at the very least, I can get some studying done, and I still have yet to do my homework, so it's probably a good thing. Speaking of classes, Japanese class is going really well. We've already had our midterm, and I've come to realize that as far as writing is concerned, I do okay. I am actually pretty good at writing some of the basics in Japanese, and it's kind of funny because one of the things I had noticed while in Japan before is that while talking to Japanese, they may not understand you, but if you write it down, they're more likely to understand you. That is, in English. I feel like I'm the same way in Japanese now. It's kind of the opposite. If someone writes it down, I'm more likely to understand what it is they're saying. So I realize that I really need to just work on my listening comprehension, which is difficult to do, especially when you don't know many of the words and you're still building your vocabulary. You can listen and say, yeah, I understood what this person said, but, you know, I don't know if they're saying, you know, nakata, and it's a verb ending, or if they're saying, you know, nakata. So, you know, it's a little difficult, but ganbarimasu. I will get through it. What else is going on here? There is a huge tractor, payloader, crossing my path that I probably shouldn't hit. Okay. The drive to school is actually really nice. I get to drive by the governor's mansion every day and wonder what it's like to be the governor of South Carolina. Wonder what that guy does. He's got a nice house. I would throw parties. Okay. There were a few other things I wanted to talk about. I can't remember what they were now. moving to Japan. I think everything is pretty much in order. The visa from Japanese consulate in Atlanta finally sent back my visa, and so that's now permanently ingrained into my passport, and I have a year long. So I should be good while I'm at Waseda, but there is probably going to be a renewal process in order to get back into the country to work on my internship, so we'll see how that goes. I've also secured employment, which I'm excited about, through my previous employer. They have a Japanese subsidiary, and I will be doing some work for that subsidiary and still getting paid through the U.S. corporate office, which will make things really, really convenient. And that starts on April 9th. And I believe a lot of the school activities at Waseda start on April 2nd. So I have about a week to get school stuff in order and then begin in earnest with my employment. So that should be interesting. I'm hoping I'm not cutting it too tight, but I guess time will tell. They're going to be pretty flexible about my hours, though, so it shouldn't be too big of a problem. excuse me while I merge with traffic here. Okay. Done merging. Merging has completed. So what was I saying? Yes, employment in Japan. The thing that I'm kind of stressing about, though, is how to go about getting an apartment. I posted a video about how I was doing my search, but in reality, I got really lucky because I have a friend who just started getting in the business of renting apartments and working for a company that does so. So she's currently helping me, but I think we will still have some major obstacles to overcome with guarantors and things like that, because I really don't know anybody in Japan except a few friends, and I'm not going to necessarily ask any of them to become a guarantor. So we'll have to see how that works. And I also believe that you need a Japanese bank account. I talked to Citibank, which is my bank now, and they said they're almost completely separate. The accounts aren't linked, so I have one of two choices: open a Japanese bank account with Citibank, or to get 3% charge on everything. And I am not going to get a 3% charge on everything, so it looks like I need to open up a Japanese bank account. However, in order to open up a Japanese bank account, you need a foreigner ID card. As soon as you arrive in Japan, you need to register with the ward that you're staying in and basically get a card that has all of your identifying information on it. And this is essentially like your citizen card, even though you're not a citizen. Just your visa won't cut it. And you need to do that within 90 days. So I'm thinking step one is get that card. Step two is get the bank account. Step three would be get a phone. And then step four, find an apartment. So hopefully all those things could happen in order. But we'll see. I'm very, very lucky to have some friends there who have offered to help with some of that. So it should be a less painful process. Also, Alex, the other person who's in my track, knows a bit more Japanese than I do, but even he confesses that when it comes to official matters, his vocabulary kind of breaks down there. So, I don't know, maybe we'll do it together, and together we'll sort of fumble our way through it. But we'll see how that goes. What else in other news? Just got to spend a great weekend with my girlfriend. She's down in the south now looking for apartments in the North Carolina area. She's going to attend nursing school, and we're sort of coordinating our academic and social schedules to make that work, so that's really exciting. So I got to see her for a few days and her sister, who's doing a lot of traveling. Yeah, that was good. I don't know if any of this is going to be usable. I haven't even tested this out to see if it works. And I'm about to pull in the parking lot, and I'm not sure if I'm going to try to continue this while walking up to class, because I don't know if I will look too funny talking to myself here in a little black box on the way up to school, but we'll see. I guess finding a parking spot first is a little more important. And I'll get the last one on the end here. I guess this tells me that school really is in session, since the parking lot is nearly overflowing. I think I wanted to talk a little bit about how I've been studying Japanese, but maybe do that at a later point. I don't know. Are there people around here? I feel weird talking to myself. I'm thinking about it now as I'm grabbing my laptop out of the back of the car. And my laptop's been pretty indispensable for this process. I have a great flashcard program if you're a Mac user and are thinking about learning a language. Get the program called iFlash. iFlash is a great shareware program. It's worth paying for. And allows you to create your own flashcards and I think export them to the iPod as well, but I haven't really been able to get that to work. But I'm building a vocabulary list that contains nouns, adjectives, and verbs. And they're organized by those categories as well as the chapters that I'm learning them, so I have a context. So one chapter might be about dinner reservations, and the other chapter might be about, you know, making or sending out stuff for a party. And it's a lot easier to understand what's going on when you have some sort of context to remember those things by. I also found a really great article on Japanese grammar for the Western brain. So I will put that in the links in the show notes for this little episode here. I'm not even sure how I'm going to divide up this audio I've recorded since. Talked about quite a few topics, and I think I'm rambling now. But at any rate, I will post all that information. Also, I'll post a link to my Delicious account, which I have quite a few Japanese reference bookmarks, which are often helpful, including some verb conjugators, which is the topic that I'm currently working on and need to study this afternoon before class. Japanese verbs are incredible. This article for, you know, Japanese for the Western brain seems to really nail it down and showing the differences between how we conjugate. And that was the end of that podcast. I had accidentally hit the stop button on the recorder, but hopefully it'll count as a complete episode. And again, I will be trying to release some more episodes more frequently as the time approaches on my way leaving to Japan. So hope you enjoyed, and catch you next time. Thanks.